Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What up, what up, what up? What's going on, America? And welcome back to a new episode. First of all, I want to say thank you. Last episode was a bit different. It was a little more of a transparent episode. And you guys literally have sent me thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of emails. And I really appreciate all the kind words. I really appreciate a lot of the honest answers. And I really appreciate the feedback. I have no updates for you on that end. So I hate to disappoint you. But this episode, I just wanted to say thank you. But we have a lot to talk about, and that is simply the fact that I want to talk to you honestly. We're going to talk about Joe Biden and how Joe Biden is not in charge of America. Joe Biden is a puppet. Joe Biden is in obvious cognitive decline. It is obvious and blatantly painful that this man has no clue where he is, what he's doing, or what's actually happening. All right, this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Brickhouse Nutrition. I want to talk to you about the importance of eating healthy. Whether you're an athlete or an accountant, what you put in your body will determine how you look, feel, and how likely it is that you will get sick. Field of Greens is unlike most of the superfoods out there because it uses real USDA organic fruits and vegetables. That's why the label says nutrition facts, not supplement facts, because it's real. Packed with antioxidants, Field of Greens can support heart health, metabolism, blood pressure, and digestion. Plus, it's pre and probiotic. It's great for everyone in your family, old, young, or even athletes. Making Field of Greens part of your daily routine is super simple. Just put one scoop in a glass of water, stir, and you're done. Go to BrickHouseGram.com and get 15% off your first order with the promo code GRAHAM at checkout. That's BrickHouseGram.com, promo code Graham. This is the easiest and fastest way to start living a healthier life, available in multiple flavors. BrickHouseGram.com, that's BrickHouseGram.com, promo code Graham. So last night he gave his first address to the nation. It wasn't a State of the Union or anything like that. It was literally, he read from a teleprompter the entire time. And you can tell, like anyone who pays any attention to this at all, you can tell when people are reading from a teleprompter, word for word, reading from a teleprompter. Okay, what does that mean when you literally have an entire speech in a teleprompter? That means that those are not your words. That is someone else that is writing those words for you. Okay. Joe Biden did not give a speech last night. Joe Biden's handlers typed a speech out and Joe Biden read it. And it was painful to see him get through it. Okay. He has gone the longest amount of time ever of a newly elected president to not hold a press conference of some kind. Okay. And he kept the American people waiting and he gave them 23 minutes and no questions. Right before this, he signed into law the $1.9 trillion COVID relief, took no questions. All right, so let's think about that just for one second. Let's think about the complexity of that, the weight of that, if you will. You just signed essentially $2 trillion more dollars onto the national debt. That decision is going to affect multiple generations. I need you guys to hear me when I say that. Like some of you make decisions and you take months of debate to come up with a decision on whether you should move with your family of 4. He just made a decision that is going to affect hundreds of millions of people for at least 2 to 3 generations to come. And not a single question was allowed to be asked, nor did he dare answer one.
That is scary.
That is not normal. And not only is it not only is it terrifying, it's not normal. And I really need Americans, and if any, I know some people on the left listen to this show because we have a couple 1 stars. Super proud of those. Super proud of those. We're 5 stars across the board, but we do have a couple 1 stars. And so I know some people listen to this that hate me. You have to start admitting something is wrong. Something is wrong. There is nothing about the actions that Joe Biden is doing right now that is normal. There is nothing about the actions that Joe Biden is taking that is standard procedure. There is nothing about the actions Joe Biden is taking that is of standard person who is in good mental health. Okay? I'm not even talking about physical health at this point. I'm talking about mental health. A lot of concerns for presidents that are older is that their physical health isn't great. Joe Biden is obviously not all there. I just read another report that Kamala Harris, the vice president, is getting the press daily briefings without Joe Biden there. Again, some of you may be thinking, well, you know, what exactly is the big deal? That is not normal. Okay. It is not normal that the vice president is taking phone calls and meetings with world leaders absent of the president.
So pretty much Kamala's president.
Kamala, this has been the plan the whole time.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't remember exactly what I said. We'll have to rewind it. I think I gave him 6 months. Maybe I said 90 days.
I just listened to that one again the other day when I was going through some old ones.
Did I say 90 days or 6 months?
I think you said 6 months and Jake said a year.
Okay.
We'll have to bring that. All right. We'll have to bring that on Facebook.
I said
soon.
6 months. It's been 50 days so far. Okay. I say there's no way he makes it through the first year. I don't think he makes it 6 months. I think that Biden is being controlled. I think Biden is a puppet. I think whether you agree with the man, you hate the man or not, you're seeing the worst example of elderly abuse national television that has ever been orchestrated across the board. This man just signed into law Biden's COVID. This is we are Breitbart. Biden's COVID relief could pay families $92,000 this year for not working. All right. So basically, with the combination of child tax credits, enhanced unemployment benefits, and stimulus payments in the newly signed COVID relief bill could create a powerful disincentive for working. Just how much a bit of back of the envelope math suggests that a family with 2 parents who are not working and 3 minor children could make the equivalent income of more than $92,000 this year. All right, you start with the COVID relief bill puts a $300 per week enhancement on top of regular state benefits. In New Jersey, the average state unemployment insurance payment is $419 per week. That's $719 per week for each parent or $1,438 per household. That is the equivalent of earning $74,776. Actually, it's a bit more than that once we add in taxes, because the Biden's administration COVID relief bill makes the first $10,200 unemployment benefits untaxable. Right, you start adding all this stuff. On top of that, each of the 3 kids entitles a household to $3,600 in refundable tax credit, a total of $10,800. So family income could now be the equivalent of $85,576. Each parent and child is worth $1,400 in stimulus, or a total of $7,000. That would bring the household income up to over $92,000 for not having a job and not
can you
going
just fire
work.
Me right now, Graham? Just I, do it, please.
What
just
I'm saying,
do
you're
it.
Gonna have to get to work on getting some kids.
I mean, I got a girlfriend, so I could just, you know, we could run the courthouse.
You just need
I
to tell her
a few kids.
We
gotta
get, we gotta hit triplets the first time, and you know why not?
Like, look, there's 92 grand on the line. Let's
hey,
let's
look,
do
man,
this.
I'll just quit doing all of this stuff. I've got 3 minor kids. Me and Alyssa are already there.
There you go.
We're already there.
Why put in all these hours when you can just make almost 100 grand from the government?
All right, Refuge Medical. We just found out that BareFac had saved another life. That's 13 lives and counting. Research found the average EMS response time was 37 minutes. In an emergency, time is critical. For example, an arterial bleed can kill someone in just 90 seconds. That's why I recommend every American have a BareFac from Refuge Medical in their car or RV. Handmade in America, the BareFac comes with a North American Rescue Gen 7 CAT tourniquet and 27 other life-saving components needed in the event of a gunshot wound or even a simple motor vehicle accident. Guaranteed for life, the BareFac exceeds military specifications for individual first aid kits used by military personnel in 14 countries. Even better, get trained on how to use these. Check out our training dates at refugemedical.com. And if yours is ever used to save a life, they will replace the used components at no charge. Go to refugemedical.com and get 15% off all their first aid kits with the promo code GRAHAM. If we've learned one lesson this year, it's to be prepared for anything. Refugemedical.com, refugemedical.com, promo code GRAHAM. AOC put out something last night. Let's see if it's on her. See if it's on her deal here. AOC. Looking it up as we talk. Okay, she did a live feed talking about the money. So here's what she said. What's in the COVID bill? It's time to show you the money.
Am I going to cringe?
All right, $1.9 trillion is in this COVID relief stimulus package. $1,400 stimulus checks. Here, do some math. You got your calculator over there?
Give me just a second.
All right, we ready?
Hold on. Because I don't have my phone over here. Go to calculator.com. Okay, here we go.
Okay, so 1400 for stimulus.
1400.
All right, 300 a week unemployment. So 300 times 4 is freaking $1,200.
So $1,200 a month.
Yeah. 3000. FEMA will pay you back up to $7,000 for funeral reimbursements. The first $10,200 is untaxable.
So add in
$10,200.
All right.
Free COBRA healthcare premiums through September. So let's say, I pay $2,000 a month for health insurance.
I made a mistake. I had an extra zero. I'm sorry.
To what?
To the last one. Hold on. Go back.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on. I'm about to fix it, I think.
All right.
Okay. It's fixed.
Okay. So let's just say $2,000 for 6 months. So another $12,000.
So another $12,000 after the $10,200?
Yep.
So $12,000.
Yep. Housing assistant rent mortgage. We can't calculate that. And an Easter egg on student loans. Okay. So how much money are we at so far?
So we are at... doing this. Hold on. I'm using the Google calendar. It's stupid. There you go. $34,800.
34, 1, 2, 3 times. All right. The calculator won't do it. So $34,000 per eligible people, per household, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's nowhere close to $1.9 trillion.
Let me think about that. Yeah, it's not close at all.
Where is the rest of the money going is the question, and nobody's talking about that because they are literally getting Americans to take the carrot and look over here, dance puppet, look over here while we do all this other stuff on the other side. This is classic magician illusion 101. Look over here, this is where I want you to look because I'm really doing this and I'm going to pop up out of a box here in just a minute.
Isn't it like less than 10% is being used for the American people?
Well, you can't say that because you'll get fact checked. So
I didn't say that, guys.
I got fact checked yesterday, and I'm combating it right now. But I'm going to read you the fact check, and then I'm going to read you what they actually used to fact check me. They'd used an opinion to fact check me.
Oh,
not even a real thing.
Well, if it's from the New York Times, then it's fact.
All right. It's from one that I've never heard of before. Anyway, so this is what I said. The COVID package cost every single American $5,750 and then give some people $1,400. Okay. They used my actual thing as the fact check. All right. So that's what I said. All right?
Okay.
So this is what the fact check said. Misleading post claims U.S. COVID relief plan cost every American $5,750. Facebook and Twitter posts shared tens of thousands of times claimed that a wide-ranging $1.9 trillion package for COVID-19 pandemic relief will cost each U.S. citizen $5,750. You ready for this? This is misleading. Economists say the cost of the plan cannot be attributed to every American in this way, though they differ on the specifics of what its impact actually would be. That was the fact check that I got fact checked. The fact checked was, it may be, it may not be, there's really no way to specifically know, so therefore we're going to fact check you. So I could be right, is what they're saying in this.
But you're not, but you can't have your opinion.
But I can't have my opinion. I could be right, according to this. This is misleading. Economists say the cost of the plan cannot be attributed to every American in this way, though they differ on the specifics of what its impact actually would be. That's not telling me I'm wrong. That's just telling me that you're saying that you don't like what I said, and you don't really know either. So your fact check is also misleading.
Mm-hmm.
Or missing context or information. This is the world we live in, guys.
Can we fact check them from graymelon.com?
I don't think we'll be allowed into Facebook's third-party fact-checking network. Something tells me that we're not going to be accepted into that. So I looked into this this site that fact-checked me. So check this out. This place that fact-checked me, okay? It's home... Like HQ is not here. It's not even in America.
Well, then why is it?
They have a division in America, but check this out. All right. The deputy chief editor is in Paris. Are you ready for this? Kat Barton is the head of Asia, Hong Kong. Rachel Blundy, senior Asia editor, Hong Kong. Asia editor, Hong Kong. Editor, Hong Kong. Arthur McMillan, head of North America, Washington, D.C. Senior U.S. editor, Washington, D.C. Senior Canada editor, Canada, Paris, Africa, Thailand, Philippines. India, Sydney, Australia, and the list goes on and on and on. Okay? I mean, AFP launched its digital verification service in France in 2017. So I got fact-checked.
By somebody in France?
About a U.S. COVID-19 response bill by a fact-checking company founded in 2017 in France. I don't know how to be even more clear at this point. Do you hear how ridiculous things are getting, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, it is... What the balls does France know about anything? France sucks. Sorry, if you're French... American, listen to this. I'm sorry, but it sucks. That's why people hate France. That's why there's little riots in the streets in France, because it sucks. Why are Americans getting fact-checked by organizations that are founded in other countries?
If we tried to fact-check somebody in France about politics, they'd say something to us.
They would laugh at us. They'd be like, we don't freaking care what you think. You're an American. Like, what are you talking about? And also, even if I said that the $1.9 trillion COVID relief fund gives everyone a donkey, why does France, a company in France, care? And here's the thing that they do. They make it virtually impossible to try to get a hold of them, all right? So you got to, like, search the internet far and wide to find any kind of an email address at all to even try to get a hold of these people. Missing context. That's what they say when they just don't like what you have to say, but they don't really have any facts to prove that you're wrong. They just say you're missing context. It's like an expression. There were literally 1,000 firefighters outside. Well, that would be missing context. There's obviously not 1,000 firefighters outside. Yeah,
how dare you say that when there's only 50?
Yeah, there's only 50. All right, we're living in uncertain times. I just posted a video on my Instagram showing how safe it is outside. You should check it out. And millions have come to realize the importance of the Second Amendment. If you're looking for the perfect accessory to go with that perfect firearm, get an American-made holster from my friends at We the People Holsters. Starting at just $40, We the People Holsters are custom molded to fit your exact firearm. They have thousands of options to choose from, including an amazing selection of printed holsters. Their proprietary clip allows for you to easily adjust both the cant and ride of your holster so it's comfortable and secure at all times. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. Every holster and gun belt comes with a lifetime guarantee. If it's not a perfect fit, send it back for a full refund. wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. Get an additional $10 off with the offer code G-R-A-H-A-M. That's wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. Offer code Graham. So yeah, so back to the point. The House yesterday passed Biden's newest gun law registrations. One of them would be to federalize the background checks. And a lot of people are like, well, what's the big deal about that? Background checks are necessary. Absolutely. But for those of you who don't actively buy guns, normally what happens right now, depending on what state you live in, I live in very pro-gun states. You go, you see a gun you like, you say, I want that gun. They run a background check right there on the spot, and if it comes back clean, you walk out with the gun. Federalizing the background checks gives the federal government the power to hold your approval indefinitely, almost. Because now, by doing that, what it could do is instead of you going to state background checks, which is what it really is, yeah, and you get an answer instantly, you got to go through a federal background check. Anybody who's ever done a federal background check at all knows that it takes a long time. Okay. So you could say, hey, I want that gun. Okay, cool. Let's type your info in. They submit it. And then you literally leave without the gun, waiting on the approval to come back. And then the company will call you once it finally does come back.
So if you want to get a gun, anticipate weeks in advance, days in advance, or whatever. So then that way you can actually get it when you want to use it.
Well, but here's the thing, fact checkers, is that's not what they're doing right now. But the laws that they just passed in the House gives them that ability to do so. See what I'm saying? That's why it's dangerous. Right now, it's got to go through the Senate, and then it's got to be signed by the president. And then the NRA and all these people are going to take it to the Supreme Court. But the fact remains the same. We just passed more gun control laws. Not a single statement from the president.
Of course not.
Yeah. Arguably the most important amendment we have, right, we have as Americans. They just passed reform laws against it. And not a single statement by the president of the United States about this. None of these things are normal. Also, Kamala Harris is awful quiet, too. You know, she may be taking all these interviews, but she's also not talking, which is also not normal. Right? Even the press is getting irritated at this because for 4 years, they got so used to having just readily available access to the president. Even though they hated him, they loved him because they had access. The news cycle is dead. Everybody knows it. Everybody's struggling. Brian Stelter is reporting 1 million less viewers every episode since Trump left office because that's all they talked about was Donald Trump. That's it. For 4 years, that's all you talked about was Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that, blah, 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 blah. Now you got nothing to talk about because Biden is nowhere to be seen. None of these things are normal. None of these things are things of how it should be. The Commander-in-Chief of America should be front and center, especially in today's day and age in 2020. You should have readily available access to the president. Okay. COVID-19, last time I checked, is not gone. So why are we not having daily coronavirus briefings like Donald Trump did? Hey, Joe, last time I checked, we're still having a lot of people die from COVID-19. Under your administration, people are dying, right? That's what they said about Trump.
Yeah.
So why aren't you talking to the American people about that? Why aren't you answering for these things?
doesn't fit their agenda anymore.
Why is no one in the media, except Fox News and Newsmax, and OAN, right-leaning news media outlets? Fox is coming back around. They realize they made a mistake and lost a gigantic amount of people. And they realize very quickly that they're going to have to go back around to the base. But CNN, MSNBC, ABC, Washington Times, New York Times, New York Post, whatever, the Boston Globe, everything. Nobody reports on the fact of all of these mental gaffes that Biden keeps having on a regular basis. All right, I'm not going to read this one. This is my good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow. Everyone knows he's under attack. He's been kicked out of 24 retail stores simply for supporting the president and wanting fair election results. He's lost over $65 million in revenue, but here's what you can do to help fight back. You can go to MyPillow.com and click the radio offers. Save up to 66% when you use my special offer code Graham. That's MyPillow.com and use the offer code Graham. Or call 1-800-596-2509 and tell them who sent you. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell supports President Trump, and he supports free and fair elections in America, and he is trying to be put out of business for it. So go to MyPillow.com right now, offer code Graham. I see it just like this. I see it coming that Dr. Jill Biden will give an address to the nation.
How soon do you think it'll be?
I said, I don't think he makes it 6 months. I do. I said, I don't think he makes it 6 months. And then Jill Biden will be crying. She'll be talking about all this stuff that they just
very
got.
Emotional.
They just got reports back from their doctors that, you know, Joe Biden's health has declined to a point where he is no longer fit to hold the office that the people of America voted for him to do. But rest assured,
we're in good hands.
You're in good hands because you also voted for Kamala Harris.
Oh, we can trust her, right?
Yeah. And then who's Kamala Harris's VP going to be? That's the scary thought.
Doesn't it work like Speaker of the House?
Pelosi automatically?
I think Pelosi. Let's fact check ourselves quick.
If the vice president has to take over, who becomes the vice president? Is it up to their discretion or is it an automatic? Because I know that the Speaker of the House is third in line, that if something happens to the president and the vice president, the Speaker of the House becomes president.
So according to factcheck.org, if a vice president assumes the presidency, who becomes vice president? Answer, the new president appoints someone to fill his or her old position subject to congressional approval. Oh, I thought it was Speaker of the House.
There it was. Well, like I said, Speaker of the House is third in line.
Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting and terrifying. How old is AOC? Google it.
Let's see.
How old is AOC?
I'd rather have Nancy Pelosi than... Oh, she's 31.
Nope. Can't do it. She's got to be 35.
Dodged a bullet on that one.
Dodged a bullet on that one. However, she will be next election. Next election, she'll be old.
And when it's scary, like, oh, I've got some college friends that are left-leaning, and I've seen on Instagram and stuff where they're super excited in a few years when she turns 35 that she'll be eligible to run for president. She's going to have a following, and it scares me.
Mark this episode down right now. I am telling you that I am telling you that I am telling you, Obama-Cortez will be the ticket in 2024. Michelle Obama and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will be the first all-women ticket, and it will be the most radical,
oh gosh,
most socialistic agenda that has ever seen this country. It will happen. Mark this right now. Put this date and time in the computer for 3.5 years from now, because it will happen, and it's going to happen. AOC's rise of national popularity with the younger generations cannot be ignored. Okay? I've said this so many times. This is why I truly believe, back to the previous episode, that we need Congress people that not only can represent their districts, but also can be heard nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is what the Democrats are doing. The Democrats are getting people elected that not only represent their districts, but they also have people that listen to them nationally.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way the world is now. Okay? AOC has more national attention than the president of the United States.
Yeah, she does.
She didn't have more than Trump. She for sure has more than Biden. You don't believe me? Just go to Twitter.
Hey, she speaks to the people more than Biden does.
There you go. But go to Twitter right now. I'm serious. Go to Twitter right now and look at the things that she puts as opposed to with the things that Joe Biden puts. They have roughly the same amount of followers, but these people love AOC. They love
her. She's got a cult following.
They love her. She did an Instagram live feed last night and has over 1.2 million views in 12 hours on just one platform.
She's got 12 million followers, almost 13 million followers on Twitter.
Yeah, see, and the last time I checked, it was 9.
Oh, gosh.
So that's what I'm trying to say. If you aren't paying attention, you are the problem. I'm telling you it's going to happen. Joe Biden is not going to make it this first year. I gave him 6 months, but definitely not the first year.
I personally don't think he makes it 6 months.
Kamala Harris is going to take over, paving the way for the democratic socialistic agenda, and then you're going to see an Obama-Cortez ticket in 2024.
That scares the crap out of me.
That's what I believe. That's what I'm putting my money on right now. I realize 3.5 years is a long time. A lot of things could change. But I think that's the way it goes. I really do. I really think that that's the way that it goes. When's Chuck Schumer up for re-election?
Let's see.
In the Senate race. Let's verify this really quick. Just let me know when his next election cycle is. Because a lot of people wanted AOC to take over Chuck Schumer.
He won re-election in 2016.
So, 2022.
Yeah.
So, AOC is going to do one of two things. She's either going to, and so the next 2 years or the next year and a half is going to be very telling. A lot of people wanted her to consider going after Schumer's senator spot. If she does that, well, no, she could. She could run for vice president. She would just have to, they'd have to relinquish the spot, right? No, or does it have to be somebody that's up for, I don't know. I'll be honest, I don't know. I'll have to look into that. Next episode, I'll have your answers for that. I don't know if you can just relinquish your seat at any point because then there's just a vacant seat, I guess, until the next election cycle, or it's added on the next ticket, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. What's to do our research?
Anyway, the point is Zach's going to do some research, but we'll have the answer for you next. we'll have the answer for you on Monday, but the point remains the same. Joe Biden is not in charge.
No,
Joe
sure.
Biden is a puppet. Joe Biden is not cognitively able to be the president of the United States. And everybody knows it. They're just waiting for the right time to push him aside, make it this super emotional thing, this super sad day. But rest assured that democracy will live on through Kamala Harris. I'm telling you, they are setting everything up. Vice presidents don't take single conversations with world leaders on a normal basis. That's not normal.
I guarantee you Mike Pence isn't doing that.
The president of another country doesn't want to talk to the vice president of another country. They don't. They want to talk to the president of the other country. It's just like me. I'm the owner of 912. If I'm talking to another business about working together, I don't want to talk to the GM.
Or you're not going to have them call me.
Yeah, I want to talk to the owner. I want to talk to the other owner. That's who I want to talk to. I don't need to talk to your CEO. I don't want to talk to that. I want to talk to the owner. It's not normal. These aren't normal things. Has it ever happened before? I'm sure it's happened once or twice.
Yeah.
Sure. Maybe the president's traveling in the air to another country or something like that. I don't know.
Or like when Trump had COVID. Like, somebody's got to take it.
And there have been times that the vice president has gone in place of the president for certain reasons. But 99% of the time, the president speaks to other presidents of other countries. This is not normal. This is not normal for a president not to take any questions. This is not normal for a president to not be available ever until they bring him out just long enough to talk. And then the second any questions could be brought on Bye.
He has it on his plate though, Graham. Got him some slack. He's fighting a pandemic.
He takes the weekends off.
Oh yeah, I forget because walking out of the new week, that slow mo crappy video.
Another week in the books. Headed back to Delaware.
I saw that. That was pretty funny.
All I'm saying is, people, that this is the new norm. Get ready. Joe Biden is not in charge. A lot of people say China is in charge, but he for sure is not in charge. Check us out at 912united.com. We've got some big news potentially coming up soon. Who knows? We'll see. But all things considered, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. And that's all we have for this episode. We'll see you again next time.
See y'all later.